Get on, Miller.
I think that's universal, actually. It's the pinch! Yes, we're here to discuss for 5 minutes a topic that has been burning through your brain that you thought we really need to know what that's about. But I've only got 5 minutes because then I've got to wipe my arse and go to work. Well, that's what the pinch is for. We are here to enlighten you. Well, no, well, we're not. We don't enlighten many people from this show, but we're at least here to try and entertain you. Joining me, I've got Lee, I've got Jeff, I've got Doc, and I've got Righty Boy. And we're going to talk about the words that separate the US and the UK. And Bronwyn started us off in the chat room because she says biscuits. There you go. So what's a biscuit? Well, a biscuit over here, of course, is a twice-baked piece of a flour, which is a cookie, effectively. Whereas a biscuit over for you boys in America is what?
It would be more like a scone.
It's a scone. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's a scone, and it's got the consistency of a scone, except it hasn't got currants in it, I don't think. And you wouldn't put jam and cream on it.
And right. Well, and that's okay. And then if you see a scone here in the United States, it is not anything like what you are familiar with.
Right.
It's, yeah. They tend to be these really hard, they're crappy. Scones, don't get scones in the United States. Well, they're no good.
To be fair, it depends where you go in the UK, because sometimes you can get some like that anyway, so.
Is that biscuits is? Chicken and biscuits?
Biscuits and gravy. Waffles is more of a thing. Yeah, biscuits and gravy, but chicken and waffles is more of a thing here.
So here you go. Gravy's not gravy. Gravy's like mashed potato that's been over-runny and is close to a sloppy consistency like a gravy in terms of consistency, but it's actually white. It's not brown.
What? All right, so the one that blew my mind was sitting around we're in a field and I was playing soccer, but we have a little crossover field here that's like half soccer and half rugby, and some guy was going on and on and on about somebody being a good hooker, and I was like, this guy's just talking about this out in the open. What the hell is he going on about? And then I didn't know for like 2 years that he wasn't meaning the people down the street on the opposite end of Waikiki. He was talking about rugby.
And I was
like, oh, right.
Well, so he was not talking about a soiled dove, a woman of ill repute.
No, so we've got the obvious ones of fag, because that's a cigarette in the UK,
cigarette.
Whereas it's a gay person in a derogatory term for a gay person in the US, and those kind of things. And the chat room's chucked in boot bumper pavement. So a bumper is a bumper. That's not different.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Ours is the end of a car.
Yeah, the bumper of your car is the bumper of your car. That's the same. That's not a problem.
We say hood and you guys say boot. I mean, we say trunk and you guys say boot.
We say bonnet instead of...
Bonnet. That's right.
And we have a sedan for... and you have, what is it? Salon?
Salon. No, saloon.
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 Saloon. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saloon.
That's right, yeah.
Saloon car. You guys call it open cars, not convertible, right?
No, it's convertible. That's fine.
Yeah. Or cabriolet.
Cabriolet.
Coupes. With three doors.
Yeah, but we say coupe. We don't say coupe, say coupe. because we don't like the French either.
Yeah, good man. We like that. one that came up for me a few years ago was I did some work in the States. I was in Grand Rapids in Michigan. And a guy that I was working with said, oh, let's go out for lunch. So we went out for lunch. He said, while I'm out, I want to go to a tackle shop because I want to buy some stuff. So we went into a fishing tackle shop and he bought some equipment and he brought it out and he stuck it in the boot of his car. And we had the boot versus trunk conversation. And I said, so Dave, when you get home, are you going to take your new fishing tackle and look at it under the bed sheets with a torch? And he looked at me like I was an absolute nutter.
Because why would you do that? You'd burn your house down.
Why would you take it
in the UK? Is a wanker.
No. Why, he said, why would you take an open flame into your bedroom? And it's like, no, a torch is... flashlight. Right, got your flashlight. But a torch for you is an Indiana Jones light the darkness kind of thing. Whereas a torch for us is a flashlight. And that was... And I mean, you could get yourself in some serious shit there, couldn't you? You get those two wrong.
Yes, you can.
Well, I found a gas leak. Pass me the torch.
Ours is not necessarily royalty, but you'll find tons of queens in Hawaii. But they're nothing to do with
the royal. There's a few knighthoods, and there's plenty of swords on offer.
One that cracks me up is the flannel. Like, I always know flannel is a t-shirt, but it, you guys call it a towel or something. Like, when I'm watching TV, I have to translate for people.
Flannel. So a flannel is like a, it's about 12 inches square of terry toweling, like a nappy, right, old nappy type texture. And you use it to wash towel. Your face. And they use it on the space station because that's their bath is, you know, a hand towel.
Yeah. I've got one I want to try on everyone else.
Oh, go on.
I don't know if it's a Norfolk thing or it crosses the pond, but a Bishy Barnaby?
What the fuck are you on?
What?
Barnaby, a Bishy Barnaby. It's a lady, that's a ladybird. Or a ladybug, as you say in America.
A Bishy Barnaby. So you don't say ladybird in Norfolk. You say Bishy Barnaby instead.
We say ladybug.
So that's a ladybug.
Bishy Barnaby, and you'll get ladybird.
Right.
That doesn't seem very efficient.
So ladybird seems like a double entendre because you guys call ladies birds anyway. So what's a ladybird?
This is me confused as well, absolutely. And I only live 300 miles from home. Is not even 165 miles from home. So if you walk up and you see a small red insect with black spots on it on a flower, you would say, "Oh look, there's a Bishy bug."
A Bishy Barnaby.
A Bishy Barnaby, even.
Bishy Barnaby.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say ladybird, you'd say a Bishy Barnaby.
Yeah.
Well, that's just fucking silly.
There you go.